There's a transfer that have not been made in the body of Christ that will be made this morning. I didn't know he was going to permit me to do this, but he's permitted me to do it. And so, Father, we just thank you for your presence. And we yield to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to be dealing with this morning Holy Spirit, anoint me with sowing grace. You might write that down. I don't know if you ever prayed that prayer. If you ever prayed that prayer. Holy Spirit, anoint me with sowing grace. Now, that is powerful. That is, for lack of a better word, sort of a raw prayer to the body of Christ, because the wisdom of it and the significance of it will change everything in your life almost immediately. Now, so I don't want you to neglect to understand what this topic or this subject or this request is all about. Holy Spirit, anoint me with sowing grace. Faith cannot work without grace, because it don't have nothing to work with. Okay, so to sow, you're going to have faith, but you're going to have a grace to sow. And I want to give you some things about grace. Is a divine influence upon the heart. It's a divine influence upon the heart. Grace is gratitude, it's favor, it's joy, it's thanks, and it's pleasure. And you asking the Lord to anoint you with that type of grace in sowing.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's look at three or four scriptures. I'm kind of see what way God wanted me to go here. Look at two or three scriptures. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and I'll give you this later, because I had to follow the pattern closely of the Holy Ghost is wanting some things that he want to impart, and I'm not going to rush it.
Yes,
and I'm going to yield to the Spirit, all right?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. So y'all just stick with me. In 2 Corinthians, now I want that 2 Corinthians 9:8. I want it on the board in the Amplified Bible. I want to read it because it's saying something very powerful about sowing grace. In the King James Version, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." I mean, that's pretty amplified there. But in the Amplified Bible, it says God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing, my goodness, come to you, how?
In abundance.
In abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid, no government of support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. I'm closing. That is so powerful. Go back over that. Go back to the first part of that verse. And God is able. Well, how many of y'all know he's able? But what he needs is our cooperation. And because of a mixture of misunderstanding in finances, like money, the love of money, like money is evil. They say money. They don't say the love. They say the love of money is evil. Money. But the Bible says money answers all things in this world system. And here we got this powerful voice. I want to look at another voice in the Amplified Bible in Philippians 4:19. We're going to talk about that seed in a few minutes. Philippians 4:19, the Amplified. He said, well, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But in the Amplified Bible now, Philippians 4:19, there's three scriptures I want to look at in the Amplified Bible before I prophetically speak a prophecy that was spoken over me with one that cometh. Yes. And God have given me the right to speak it over you this morning. Amen. What's the matter with my man back there? You can't find it? All right. Point it out to me.
Right there.
All right. Do this. All right. That's good.
You didn't do it.
And my God will literally supply, fill until full your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. All these things are based on sowing grace. And then Luke 6:38. That was what that was. Luke 6:38 there. Luke 6:38. Give and it should be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Did you see in these verses?
Yes, sir.
Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and use as a bag? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Now, in dealing with this grace, the prophetical words that was given to me over 30 years ago, about something was going to happen to me, or God was going to use me in a way that is not normal, and then later on money coming came. He said, I feel like God would like us to minister him and his wife to you. I was preaching for a pastor. Sometime he showed me or give me a word in English. I don't know what it would mean to you, but I'll speak it out. Actually, it was two words, y'all remember?
Yes, sir.
Accommodation and consolidation. Now, what I'm saying is, what I'm going to speak that over you. I have tremendous results in ministry and personal. Tremendous. You cannot explain the results by no means, but it's God's grace. And so God, in this meeting, God want to grace you with it as I am to do what was done to me. Because I found some things out in ministry and in the spirit that when God began to do something in your life, the persons who are connected to you have the right to receive the same.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I believe we're connected.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So, and this thing, he going to say how fast it's going to happen and how enough to make you nervous.
Yes, sir.
And the only thing that's going to be to handle it is the grace of God.
Yes.
You're not going to be to handle it with an accountant. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen in divine ways that you can't explain. There are some going to try to turn it another way. Some going to get upset with you. You got to be able to handle that. You got to be able to handle the one got upset because you're moving so fast in life, but they don't know you have a special anointing upon you that is causing that to happen. You're not just a Bible reader. But you're functioning in revelation and anointing from God.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So when this sawing grace anointing get on you fully this morning, you're going to know exactly what to do, when to do it, by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Other words, we're talking about spiritual finances.
Yes.
We're not talking about secular finances.
Right.
We're talking about supernatural finances.
Yes,
that grace carried that.
Wow.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We're not talking about trying to figure it out.
Mm.
How it going to work and how it going to come. So listen here what he said to me. Many things are about to happen quickly. How many of y'all accept that?
Yes, sir. I accept that. Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit says, get out of the waiting gear. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear me?
Yes, sir.
Get out of the waiting gear.
Yes,
you shift in waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it's about to happen quickly. We are trained to wait too much.
Yes.
And sometimes we interrupt God's move by waiting.
Yes, sir.
So he wants you to get out of the waiting mode this morning because he's saying he's speaking quickly on you.
Yes, sir.
In other words, I think this is a good expression. It's going to happen quicker than you think. Because he told me to take my time this morning. Because a quickening anointing is coming up on your finances right now. The Holy Spirit is quickening your finances.
Hallelujah.
To a certain degree, the Holy Spirit is telling me now, he's going to bypass your mind. And he's going to deal with not only bypass your mind, he's going to bypass time.
Yes, sir.
I never heard none of this stuff before. Oh, my goodness. But see, that time is a waiting period. You got 4 hours, you got 4 months, you got 4 years, all that's over.
Oh, yes, sir.
It can happen at any moment. Your expectation is divinely changed this morning by the Holy Ghost to the word quickly. I prophesied quickly over you. It will be settled quickly. Many things about to happen quickly.
Yes, yeah.
Coming to pass very quickly. Listen, you ministers, in your ministry and in your life.
Yes, sir.
And he says, and it's going to take wisdom, much wisdom to sort it out. And to cause it to flow the way I want it to flow.
Yes, sir.
So you need wisdom to deal with it because it's beyond mundane understanding.
Yes, sir.
like a flood.
Yeah.
A blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch what I'm about to say now. A flood of blessing flowing with your name on it.
Glory to God.
Y'all take a few notes, you know, get it, so y'all can go back over this, because I'm praying it as it come out of my spirit. A flood of blessing flowing with my name on it. And I'm about to step in it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it takes much wisdom to sort it out to flow the way I want it to flow, because time is short, and it would not be many years that these things would be done, but it would be quickly, it would be done in your ministry and in your life. I want to give you a few more things before I start. So listen unto my spirit. Follow my spirit closely. See, that's what you got to do. For I will give you blessing three times. Blessing. Say blessing.
Blessing.
Say blessing.
Blessing.
Say blessing.
Blessing.
It's on you.
It's on you.
The blessing of the Lord make it rich. What he say? What he say? Enjoy yourself, child. Enjoy yourself. No matter what the heckler saying. No matter what they're saying about, because they're gonna say church member. They gonna this only for a remnant. They not, when you start progressing like you're gonna be progressing, and they're not gonna be able to process it because it's supernatural. Yes, some of them gonna get upset. Yes, some of them gonna get angry. Yes, some of them gonna say you doing something wrong. Yes, they're gonna say you're stealing. Look like you're stealing because so much coming in. I'm not talking to no one person in here. Don't you shift and look at somebody else. God is speaking to you up in here, and he's putting something on you that has already been proven. It will be impossible for you to fail in your finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After this session.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
And I want you to not go back in the past. Uh-huh. I want you to stay in the present moment.
Yes, sir.
Right now, fresh.
Fresh.
I mean, we've called Tyler months, so we've tried some things and it didn't work out just right. But we're not talking about those things now. We're talking about what the day is.
First.
What day it is? What day?
Thursday.
They're talking about Thursday morning.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Right now.
That a whole, oh my goodness, a whole new adventure.
Yes, sir.
In prosperity and wealth starts in your life this morning.
Yes, sir.
So much that the Holy Ghost is going to have to be your accountant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're not going to be able to keep up. But you're not going to be nervous because you know it's God.
Yes, sir.
See, now some of y'all think, this is impossible. What is he saying? He's talking about, I'm not going to be able to keep up. I've been trying to keep up. But he's talking about keep up with the blessing.
With the blessing, yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, I heard the word, yes, overflowing. But then as soon as I heard that word, I heard the word unfolding.
Yes, sir.
Wow. A lot of things going to be unfolding on your behalf.
Yes.
People are going to be doing things for you and don't know why. Windows. Doors. And gates are being opened right now.
Right now. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
There will be many moments in your life, humanly speaking, you're going to say, how did I get here? You don't even remember the trip. because it wasn't no trip. Suddenly. Immediately. Straightway. Blessings are looking for you. Who says, suddenly? Suddenly you're out of debt. Suddenly all your needs met. That sounds like God to me. Immediately. God don't have to go to no accountant to see how much he has to answer your prayer. God don't have to go check and see if he got enough in the bank to take care of what you're asking
right,
for.
Right.
I'll call you to a body, I believe it, but I also call you to my larger body, but there will be no conflicting calls. I'll bring them together so you'll be able to accomplish. You'll be able to consolidate things in such a way you'll be able to do both in harmony and great blessing. Yes. Quickly, suddenly. Sit down. Take note. In this, under this grace, you will be able to sow your way out and sow your way in.
Yes.
It will enable you to step into seed sowing traffic properly. It's a lot of traffic out there.
Yes, sir.
Knowing, now this just so sounds so simple, but it's so powerful, that sowing is not the same as owing. You can't. Let me see, how can I say this? You can't feel the same way sowing and paying a bill.
Amen. Amen.
You see, you can't see sowing is like you're owing,
uh-huh.
and you got to pay a mortgage,
right, right,
and
right.
You know, ain't nobody happy to go get that money. But the sow, you got to be a cheerful giver. So when we get away from the fact that tithing and sowing is a burden, we have enough revelation to understand that what I'm tithing and what I'm sowing is nothing compared to what I'm going to receive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, when you're sowing, you're not paying interest.
No.
Come on.
More apostle.
So that's why the Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Sowing is only to the benefits of the harvest by obeying. Listen. Every financial restriction is moved by the seed.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You will not have any financial restriction. In other words, I can't or too much.
Yeah.
And God looking for some people to walk like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, you go back over the Bible. Now you read the Bible. Go back and talk about Abraham, Job, Isaac, all. God look for some people now, remnant,
yes,
to do that. It has something, oh my.
Yes,
it has something to do with some people's salvation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody got to walk out of the church right.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to walk out of the church blessed.
Yes, sir.
And with the right attitude and the right gratitude.
Yes, sir.
And you say, oh, your God, I like your God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't like her God, she always broke. Tell me about your Jesus.
Yes, yes,
who brought you here?
Yes, yes.
Seed sowing and need cannot stay in the same life.
Yeah.
Seed sowing and need cannot stay where the seed.
Wow.
The soil, the seed, the soil are divine combination of money coming. All right, let's go to work. Money cometh would not function without seed. Development of seed sown anointing is powerful.
Yes, sir.
The secret is to make sowing a mark of holiness in your life. Y'all didn't hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a holy part of your life, sowing.
Yes,
so you can do this. Go to 2 Corinthians 9. You can be able to do this now. Well, we better go to 8.
Yes.
Because we're going to see this grace. Paul will talk about this grace.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 8:1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ain't said nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's more copanile, more of an impartation here this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Sam's spirit that raised me from lack,
yes, sir,
and insufficiency,
yes, sir,
totally broke,
yes,
totally incompatible, illiterate, totally that couldn't educate my way out.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't the smartest one in my class.
Uh-huh.
I didn't pay no attention,
yes,
but I passed all my class made up in life,
yes,
because of God.
Yes,
everything about to happen to you.
Yes, sir.
All your ministry is about to come out of debt.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
I got one of my sons in the million. He said his income doubled this year.
Wow. Yes, sir. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
In the million.
Yes, sir.
Doubled since last year. Doubled.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tell somebody something about the devil in my life. Yeah, he's sitting right out there among you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you who he is. No. It's none of your business. But he's sitting right among you. And if you don't listen, he's going to laugh at you.
Yes, sir.
Because he knows it's working.
Yes, sir.
And there's more than one out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And there's three up here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I ain't leave my son behind.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
He stick with me in ministry. He gonna flow too.
Yes,
he out of debt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Should he send him like it, but he out of debt.
Yes, sir.
Take your children with you.
Yes, sir.
I know a pastor's son. He didn't take his son with him. His son told him he had his family. I won't work for your dad, but. I can't take care of my children. You're not giving me enough.
Mm-hmm.
He had it and didn't give it. The boy left.
Wow.
You couldn't get my children away from me with a freight truck and 14 mules. They ain't going. But they're blessed.
Yes, sir.
But all I now they got a requirement when I call.
Right.
I see y'all son just look at me smiling. Dan, your boy, just smiling. I love you. I love your apostle. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what it's about.
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down again. Let me try to work here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your broke days are over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Who here? Y'all here?
I'm here.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I don't have no hum this morning.
Uh-huh.
I got help.
Yes, sir.
Now, I keep feeling anointing coming on, man.
Yes.
Now, I want to fully get on, man.
Yes.
I'm just going to talk until I get full on, man, because you all have not. That probably have never seen me in the full anointing. But I sense the Holy Spirit, because you ask the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to anoint me with sowing grace. In other words, you're going to sow different. I'm not talking about a mouth per se. The mouth going to take care of itself.
Right.
But you're going to always be looking for an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember I was walking in my subdivision, and I saw a lady, and I said, I'm going to give her $100. And I got the $100, and I'm headed that way. And I almost got to her, and God said, buy her a car. $100 ain't going to get it today. So I had to put the $100 back and had to go get her a car.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Another man, I told this only two times, second time. Another man, a man that told him he wasn't going to ever get out of a situation. And God told me and my family, not the ministry, buy him a house.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We bought him a house. It lifted him up. Then he bought a better house. But he made money on the house that we bought him and brought me a lump sum of money. Yes, sometimes you're going to buy people houses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As the Spirit leads.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. Absolutely. See, you need, with this sowing grace, you're going to need wisdom also.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
You got plenty of money, you got to have plenty of wisdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I never have nobody bothering me, you know, about begging. Because they know it don't make sense with me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to do what the Lord said. Yes. All right, look in this eighth chapter. We'll just look at this quickly. Moreover, brethren, we do you the wit, first verse, of the grace of God. Underline that. Grace of God bestowed. Grace of God bestowed. That's what we're talking about this morning. Yes. On the church. May the grace of God be bestowed upon us this morning.
Amen.
And we know we're talking about sowing grace. Because
yes.
If we get further down, they're going to clear it up.
Yes.
Now, this sowing grace is the same grace that raised Jesus from the dead. So if it raised Jesus from the dead, it ought to be to raise your finances.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How that in a great, now, I started out like this, with this type of grace. Broke, bills. My wife and I both wouldn't get the same plan. We got a good check coming in, but it wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
We had three kids.
Yes, sir.
Then one day the Lord told me quit.
Yeah.
So I quit.
Yes, sir.
6 months later, a little longer, a year or so, I'm driving down the highway, and one of my street buddies got on my dashboard. Sat up there and told me, he said, ha ha, you won't make mockery of God, you know. He said, you living on Carolyn check, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I got on the phone and said, quit.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I called her. She asked no question.
Yes, sir.
She quit. Now laugh at that. Now laugh at that. We both dependent on God.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
He came up at my house about 5 or 6 months ago, a little longer. He's real nervous. Sitting on that porch, he's trying to look back through the window. He's just in there. I never invited him in. He don't need to see it. How in a great trial of affliction, the second verse, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty. Now, notice these people. Notice what this grace is going to wipe out.
Yeah.
Abounded unto the riches of their liberality. They were liberal, but they were broke.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
For to their power, I bear record, yeah, and beyond their power, they were willing to themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift. They were sowing.
Yes, sir.
Broke people sowing.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And take up on us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first give their own self, see that? And to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. To the Lord and to us and to the ministry. To the Lord and the ministry. Y'all didn't say much amen about that. Because the ministry is the Lord. Man made them their ministry, but it's actually, when you got a real call on your life, it's a ministry for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then it says in the sixth verse, insomuch we desire tighter that he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Underline that, the same grace also. They had a special grace on them.
Yeah.
Paul telling another church, y'all better look at these. Therefore, as you abound in everything, here we go, verse 7.
Yes.
Therefore, as you abound in everything, well, I got faith. Mm-hmm. Utterance, let me prophesy. Uh-huh. And knowledge, and in all diligence, see, and you, and in your love to us, see that you abound. What grace is he talking about?
Sowing grace.
He's talking about what kind of grace?
Sowing grace.
He said, all you got faith, but see that you abound in this grace also. My Lord. Lord, my Lord. I'm trying to shake something off me right now. Oh my God. Lord have mercy. Oh my goodness. Do I have to do it, Lord? Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Shh. Your bills are leaking. They're about to leave you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Come on, apostle.
Glory.
And I'll say it this way. Thus saith the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Leaking. Glory.
Amen.
All lack is leaking out of your life. There's a hole been cut in your debt.
Yes, sir.
And they can't stay with you. Let me try to read this. Go to 2 Corinthians 9. No, I can't miss this voice. I can't miss that night voice. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Therefore we abound in everything, verse 7, in faith and utterance, knowledge, and in all diligence, and your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. We're talking about being anointed with a grace, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask a question. Maybe it'll help me get a little further here. Now don't be guessing on this or trying to say something similar to it. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Father, anoint me with the sowing grace anointing. I hadn't. Anybody here? I know y'all been praying, right? Have you ever prayed that? Anoint me. I know you got givers in you, but have you ever prayed that prayer?
Yeah.
Anoint me with a sowing grace anointing. The reason I'm emphasizing this, because I want you to know you're in a different position.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes,
sir.
You're going to have sowing wisdom. You're not going to let bills shut you down from sowing.
Right.
You're going to follow God's plan.
Amen.
He's going to maneuver you. The world manipulates you.
Yeah.
But he's going to maneuver you.
Yes, sir.
You're going from manipulation to maneuvering now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
He's going to tell you, do this.
Right, sir.
Thank you.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, it, sowing is not exciting unless you got the revelation of it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
It came with money coming.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen the body of Christ so free.
Yes, sir.
So happy.
Right.
Yes. You ever watch that people when they come in, how they laughing and talking, bumping into one another? Huh? They're free because nobody twisting their arm.
Right.
They're hearing from God themselves.
Yes, sir.
You can't sow no seed like that, no broke people.
Nope.
They'll make it a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They'll start teaching them, you need to bring it. Because they need it.
Right.
You got to get to the point where money don't excite me. Because I see it all the time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, the only excitement I get is that the person who's sowing going somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Yes. Yep.
In 2 Corinthians 9, every man in the seventh verse, every man as he purposes in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly. See, those two words of necessity, those two words had to be dealt with.
Yes,
grudgingly, or you got to do it.
Yeah.
For God love, it's the third part now, for God love a cheerful giver. Now, have you ever seen in the body of Christ the cheerful giving as we've seen over these years?
No.
I watch y'all on TV. I see people coming to your altar. People coming just laughing, talking, husband and wife holding hands. Here they come. Putting it down. Cheerfully. Nobody said nothing. The pastor ain't said nothing. The pastor got his Bible about to preach. People coming. Cheerfully giving.
Yes, sir.
Have body of Christ, have you ever seen that before?
No, sir.
How long y'all been in church?
Yes, sir.
I've been 50 some years. I never seen that before.
Yeah.
And so the enemy will try to attack it.
Yeah.
But he can't stop it.
Can't stop it.
The people got set free.
Yes, sir.
With a song anointed.
Yes, sir.
The grace is going to get greater.
Yes.
God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you're always having all sufficiency in all things. Now remember where the seed come from.
Yes.
Look at the 10th verse. Now he that minister seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown. And he give the seed, and then, but you see, he can't multiply it if you eat the seed.
Right.
But if you sow the seed, he can multiply the seed.
Yes, sir.
Don't change that outfit too fast.
Uh-huh.
Stay on that level. You'll get there.
Yes,
but don't go try to get an impressive suit. With a seed.
Right.
Sow the seed, the suit's going to come.
Yes.
Or the dress going to come.
Yes,
or the ring, whatever you want, it's going to come.
Yes,
but sow the seed. But don't take the seed and try to look like you rich.
Sow the seed. Yes, sir.
You're getting broker and broker.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not sowing the seed, you're trying to impress somebody. Stop trying to impress and invest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're sowing. One attribute of a seed is that it can multiply. The seed in God's system also has the ability to multiply. Let me read a few things to you. Now think about your money multiplying. When you understand the potential and power of the seed, you discover how to sow yourself out of any financial dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sow my way out. Say, sow your way out.
Sow your way out.
Tell the person next to you, sow your way out.
Sow your way out.
And if you're out, sow your way up.
Sow your way up.
Hallelujah. It's a fact. Let me see, can I get any witness here? It's a fact you can't work your way out.
No.
That's a fact. I tried that. I worked overtime. The purpose of a seed, the process of a seed, the power of a seed, the sowing and planting of a seed. I want you to understand there must be an exchange. The seed is the method whereby you make this exchange. Genesis 8:22.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what Genesis 8:22 says?
Yes,
huh? Turn now. Turn to it. I'm about to close. I've been preaching about 45 minutes. Sweet Holy Spirit, show us what to do so we may walk in financial fullness that you have placed upon us. Let me say that again. Sweet Holy Spirit, say it with me. Sweet Holy Spirit,
show us what to do
so we may walk
in the financial fullness
that you have placed upon us. Sweet Holy Spirit,
you are our teacher.
Show us divine secrets.
Ran on us
with wisdom
and understanding
in this area
where we'll never be robbed
another day in our life.
We listen to you
as you minister to us
the principles
and secrets
that you're unfolding to us.
And we declare
that our lives
will never be the same.
Give him praise.
Y'all got it? Sweet, sweet communion. And sweet, sweet spirit. Thank God, you know, thank God is the sweet spirit. You'll see the difference immediately. It's called impartation. It's been ministered to you and imparted to you. You receive it, right? Now you just walk by faith, walk in love, walk in wisdom, and you begin to see the manifestation. You're not going to be able to explain it. It'll start flowing like never before. Matter of fact, this is one of the main reasons for this meeting this morning. God don't tell you everything. He tell you do something, and in the process, he'll show you what he wants you to do. But this is powerful. That I have these men close enough to me to trust them, trust their anointing, put my hand in their hand, and they do the ministry.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I saw that in the spirit. That's how I did it.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Did you get blessed?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand one more time. Give him praise. Sha-da-la-ba-ka-ta-da-la-ba-ya-ya. Thank you, Lord. God Almighty. Thank you that all debt is canceled in here. Thank you that every need is met in here. Thank you that abundance is flowing in here. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Hallelujah. Let me return to your seat. Leroy, you got it.